Well, there's been a lot of moving around and doing of stuff during during lockdown. People actually swapping jobs, though, and moving between companies. I'm guessing that must have been an interesting thing. One such person is Zara Bracegirdle. She joins me on the line from Woodfine Solicitors. Hi, Zara.
Hello.
Now, you joined Woodfines during the middle of the lockdown, is that right?
Yes, that was quite tricky. A lot of sort of video introductions to start with before I actually started. And it was difficult, I guess you could say, logistically in getting me set up with the computer systems and then getting to know the rest of the staff. Mm. Being in lockdown can actually be quite isolating. And if you're moving to a new firm, those personal relationships you make at the start can be quite tricky, but luckily everyone here has been really friendly and willing to chat on the phone.
And thank goodness for that.
Occasionally have safe meetings, so it's been very welcoming still. But I would say, you know, I think across the board, it's just been a logistical challenge. But I think we're getting there now.
Good. And you're in the wills department, which again, has the pandemic kind of focused people's attentions on this?
I would say yes. Both in terms of people who are actually at risk and needing to think seriously about the future, as it were, but also I think people being at home, even if they're not in the at-risk category, almost being, whether it's on furlough or just simply working from home, I think makes people think more about their own planning, as it were, and it's sort of almost like a time to sort of focus in and get yourself organised, as it were. So we've had a mixture of people who are actually at risk, you need to sort of make sure everything's in order, but also actually young families who, you know, just had children and thought, you know, actually we're at home, we're spending time with the family, and actually it's time to think about planning for unfortunate events that may happen in
the
future.
Well, it's only even worse if you're not prepared, isn't it? That's the trouble. If you don't have a will, it makes it difficult for those you leave behind, I'm guessing.
And the intestacy rules, for example, don't cover cohabiting couples. There's lots of families out there now who are cohabiting, and it doesn't cover those partners. So it is very important, not just for them, but just across the board, to make sure you know what's going to happen should the worst happen.
And how do people do it nowadays? Because in the old days, you used to go and see your solicitor and sit down and go, but we're not allowed to do half of this stuff anymore, are we? What's the actual process now? How does it work?
Essentially, as I sort of mentioned before, we've actually changed a bit, actually, even just since lockdown started, in how you make a will safely. So you can still contact in. I mean, we have appointments here, but they're by appointment. You almost have to phone through to the office. We have a large space in order to meet people safely. But what we've really started to embrace is technology. So if you, for example, go to Woodfine's website under wills, probate, sort of that sort of link, though we have an estate planning tool that doesn't necessarily make your will, as it were, but it does basically make that contact with us. It helps you think about what it is you want in your will, what it is you actually need, what you want to focus on, and then it basically passes that on to one of our solicitors, who can then think about what it is that is required and then sort of have a conversation. And we do our best to be flexible. We are essentially quite client-led in that sense. You know, if they still want to sort of see the whites of our eyes, then we can find a way to make that work safely. But equally, we can do video calls, conference calls through Zoom or Duo, or we can just simply have a telephone call. The main thing is that we sort of get to know our client through one technology or another.
Now, this is fine when you've got people who, as you say, are sat at home, perhaps they've been furloughed or whatever, and they're sat at home and they've got that chance thing. What about the people who were suddenly taken ill, suddenly find themselves in hospital? And it must be terrifying when they suddenly find themselves, you know, being monitored and sort of, you know, concerned faces all around. What if they go, but I haven't got a will, you know, I could be in trouble here and I haven't got a will?
Yes, actually, we're very well place in Kimjin that we're actually 5 minute cycle ride from Addenbrooke's hospital. We do accept appointments to the hospital. So, you know, if you are in that difficult situation, really it's just a matter of getting a telephone call through to us. If we know you're there and you know which ward to go to, we can get to you quickly. And in fact, we do appointments at Addenbrooke's. It's all about safety as well. So, you know, visiting safely with face masks at a distance. provided we can still communicate with one another and understand what's required, then we can get the will done on the same day for the mind. You know,
wow.
We can take the instructions, you know, at the start of the day, come back to the office, get it drawn up and even get it executed later that day. So generally speaking, we prefer clients to sleep on it because, you know, sometimes when you're sort of thinking on your feet, it's always best to ponder on it. Make sure it's actually really what you want to read it, you know, to read the draft in your own time. But in the case of an emergency, you know, if you're in Addenbrooke and you're nervous or upset, or you, it is actually imminent, as it were, then we can deal with it as an emergency and get it done. We have had inquiries about the government's introduction to electronic signing or video signing. I think one thing's important to say is that the government's legislation with regards to executing wills doesn't cover electronic signing. So the legislation was introduced doesn't allow for signatures to be made on wills electronically. You still need to basically sign the will. What the government actually does allow for is for the will to be witnessed remotely. So, for example, by way of a video conference. So, for example, if you have a client in one location, that will can be witnessed by two witnesses who can see we call them the testator, the person signing the will, by way of a live video link, so for example, say Zoom. But what I would say is, whilst we have had a lot of inquiries about it, it is stipulated when the legislation is introduced that it should be considered a last resort. The guidance from the government is sort of basically saying it is a last resort. It is always preferable to have that signing and witnessing done in person safely at a distance, but still done in person. Having a will witnessed by way of a video link leaves it open to questions of duress or undue influence, because you can't really see what's really going on in that room. You can see the person signing the will, but it's not quite the same as being actually there with them, chatting with them and actually seeing them execute it. And then there's also, you know, rules about, you know, when did the will come into effect? And obviously, until it's been signed by all the witnesses, it isn't actually valid either. So there's a lot of rules and guidance about how to get it done. So I would say it is possible, but it is generally considered a last resort. But the option is available if it needs to be done.
Okay. And we've said here now, okay, so we've got people sat at home, they're furloughed, let's talk about them again. That's it. Great. We've done it. The one thing we managed to do through all of this is we've sorted out our wills. So we can sit back now and just relax and just wait for the fateful day. There's more to it than that, isn't there? If you're thinking about life planning in that way, there's other stuff you can be doing, I'm right in thinking, aren't I?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, there is a misconception that people sort of think that actually once they've done their wills, that's it, I'm all done. But really, the will only comes into effect once you're dead, to put it bluntly.
Yes.
You know, should anything happen to you during your lifetime, then in order to allow someone to help you with your finances or to make decisions about your medical treatment, or even, you know, when to stop life-sustaining treatment, to actually be able to give that authority to another person, you need to consider making a lasting power of attorney. And we do often say that if you are thinking about making a will, then you should think about that together with making a lasting power of attorney. It's not necessarily you have to do the two together, but they do sort of go together to the extent that the lasting power of attorney covers somebody being able to assist you with your finances, or if you're unable to, making medical or care decisions for you. Then that basically gives that person authority up to the date of death. And then after that, then the will takes over. So the attorneys have no authority from that point, and then the executors take over. So there is a sort of a connection between the two. So if you are making a will, it may be worthwhile thinking about, well, okay, if something happens to me, but I'm not dead, I'm still going, I'm just unable. Or even just as you know, get on in life, that hopefully happens to all of us. It is sort of thinking about both sides of it, really. It may not be appropriate for everyone. Obviously, a young family don't necessarily need to go down that route. It may still be worthwhile thinking about in terms of should worst case scenarios, as it were, to make sure they've got something in place that should anything happen to one of them, particularly people who, say, have, you know, run their own businesses or have commercial interests, but a similar thought process as well, that both with regards to their own personal arrangements and what they would like to happen, as well as their business, you know, should anything happen to them whilst they're alive that they become unable, or if they were to die, are they happy and secure with what would happen in that situation, both with regards to the ongoing business as well as their own personal arrangements, as it were. At Woodfines, we have got a strong commercial department. And the nice thing about going to a law firm for things like preparing a will or last and private attorney is that we do look at clients holistically. You know, we sort of, as with the estate planning tool, it's good to know about them. And yes, we'll make the wills. And you know, they don't have to do anything else other than that. But it is good for them to be aware of how to plan for the future and the things they should be thinking about.
Good advice. Well, there we are, Zara. Well, it's been lovely to meet you for the first time. Lots to be getting on with in these, as you say, these uncertain times. But thanks very much indeed for giving at least a good overview of it. So thanks very much indeed for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you.